This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joined now on the phone by Richard Sherman, cornerback for the San Francisco 49ers, obviously Super Bowl champion as well with the Seattle Seahawks. Richard, thanks for joining me again. How you doing?
I'm great. And yourself?
I am well. There's so many things I want to ask you. I mean, I could ask you about the 49ers, as I've just mentioned, but that's not interesting to me. What's more interesting to me is the league and the state of the league. You're a veteran now. You're 30 years old. You've seen it. You've had the successes. You've lived the joy, but you've also felt the cynicism that comes with being a professional in a game that's very professional. When you look at the NFL, do you feel that it's healthy for the players? It's obviously healthy for the owners. They're making a ton of money. Is it healthy for the players?
That's a tough question. Healthy? Probably not healthy to run into another human being.
Yeah, no, not that. Not talking about our bodies. No, our bodies aren't ever going to be healthy. But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Business healthy for the players.
I think it's a learning experience for the players that gets healthier as you progress and as you get older and you learn more about it. I think that's the great thing about it. Is that the more you learn, the better you're prepared for that aspect over the years, the better you get at it. Me negotiating my own contract, it allowed me to study that side of contract negotiation and comparables, language, and voids of contract. Over the years, I've learned how to deal with venture capital firms and tech industry and startups. And so I would say that the wealth that I've accumulated from this game has allowed me to educate myself further. And so I would say it's been healthy for me, but I've seen guys have different experiences that aren't as grand and as positive.
Yeah. Why did you decide to represent yourself? Why didn't you go the traditional route of having an agent? Obviously there's a percentage involved that you can now just hire a lawyer to go through the particulars of the deal. But why'd you decide to do that? Because we're seeing it actually earlier now. Rashawn Gary, who's coming out of Michigan, is starting his own agency to represent himself. Why did you decide to do it?
Because I see less and less work being done by the agents. There's a lot of work being done by a few agents, and a lot of agents benefiting from that work. Like, there may be language from three or four contracts on a team that 50 guys try to get pieces of, and hey, I need this language so that my player's protected. And really, one agent did all the work on etching out the bad language, and even the ones who don't realize the language is bad, once they send it to the PA reviews it and informs the agents of potential bad language and potential things that they need to adjust. So the more I studied it, the more I realized that I could do what the agents are doing. You know, a player who's at the top of his game, at the top of his position, can understand that he's going to get top money.
Yeah.
Now, you shoot for the moon, you land on a star, and you go on about your day. But I think there are relationships and things that the agents manipulate that aren't always in the best interest of the players.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And I think it's a trend that we might see more of going forward. Richard Sherman, current San Francisco 49ers quarterback, but one of the greats on the game, joins us here on Tiki and Tierney. March is Brain Injury Awareness Month. And I know you've been outspoken about this in the concussion policies that the NFL has instituted. Are they doing this well enough to protect the players?
I don't necessarily think they're doing enough. They're doing enough to appease the public opinion, and I think that's the goal of what they're trying to do, which you can appreciate. You can appreciate them doing anything at all because they technically don't have to. It's a violent sport. It's a violent game, as you know. There's some inherent risk in it. But I do appreciate the companies like Axia, a company that I sit on the board for, that are going over and beyond to try to come up with a solution for the concussion problem, whether it's mitigating the inflammation that is sometimes the beginning stages or formation of CTE in the cause. It's mitigating those circumstances, or it's kind of almost activating a different part of your brain that, yeah. that may be damaged right after a concussion or a big hit. And that's what I can support because yeah. it has such a huge impact on these guys long term.
Yeah, of course, because there's alternate treatments other than, you know, sorry, and we're going to give you a financial payout. Now, Rich, we only have about a minute here. I wish we had more time, but you are the player rep. You're one of the vice presidents of the players here, and we know that in a couple of years the CBA is going to come up, and it's going to be contentious, the renegotiation in 2021. What's the most important thing that the players are going to ask for, or you as their player rep are going to ask for from the league?
I think that's not too difficult a question to really answer in 1 minute. But I think that there are a number of issues that we're looking to address about control of our players and about guys being able to get to free agency and to get to a large payout more quickly, especially through performance-based incentives and performance-based options and clauses that allow them to take a 4 or 5 year contract and turn it into a 2 or 3 year contract, which changes the leverage from the team to the player. In certain instances, in certain situations.
Yeah. No, does it frustrate you when you see the guaranteed contracts? Is that one that may be interesting for players, especially when you see what, you know, like Mike Trout making $360 million in an extension, $430 over the course of the rest couple of years? Does that frustrate you guys?
I don't know if it's frustrating. You know, it's something that we definitely keep an eye on. Something we've definitely looked into in terms of their contract language, their CBA language, and ways that we can use that to help our players secure more guaranteed money. But as you know, there's 50 players and 53 players, 65 yeah. student practice squad on our roster. So it's a much different dynamic that we have to navigate through. But we're definitely keeping an eye on it, and we're working hard to come up with an amicable solution.
Yeah, well, we hope that it goes amicably when you guys get into that fight. Richard Sherman, I appreciate you hopping on with us for a couple of minutes. Axia Biopharmaceuticals is the board that you serve on. Keep up the good work, Richard. Good luck next year with the 49ers, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you, Tiki. It's a pleasure.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.